In the studio now, I'm joined by Kelly and Nikki from the Boogie Monsters. Good morning,
good
ladies.
Morning.
How are we?
Good, thank
Very
you.
Good, thank you.
And I see you've brought my friend Boogie Monster as well.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. He has to come. So let's get straight into this. And I know we've spoken before, but first off, can you tell me a little bit about Boogie Monsters, please?
Boogie Monsters is a live interactive rock band for children. So we play rocked up nursery rhymes and action songs, children's songs, as well as sort of rock and pop favourites that the children and hopefully the adults will enjoy as well.
Yes, I've been along to a couple of your concerts now, and Nikki, I cannot believe the abundance of energy you have. You're amazing.
Well, like I said before, I do get to sleep a lot, so.
Maybe I should try that then.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can sing, but I just love your energy. It's just so amazing. It really is.
Oh, it's good fun. It's actually an excuse to just be a big kid myself. So.
Yeah. There you go. So you also, was it last year you won an award?
Yeah, we won the Muddy Stiletto Surrey Award for Best Children's Business, which was amazing. We were really proud to win that. So,
indeed.
Yeah. Thank
well
you everyone
done.
That voted for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done and well deserved.
Thank you.
So you're talking about some concerts that you're going to be doing very soon for children with autism.
Yeah, I've worked with a great charity called Music for Autism for quite a few years now, starting off with... a man I work with called Derek Paravicini, who's an extraordinary pianist, but he's also blind and has autism himself. And with him, I've visited loads of schools for children with disabilities up and down the country. And when I set Boogie Monsters up a few years ago, I just knew that the children in these schools would love what we do, and persuaded John, who runs the charity, to let us come along for the day. And yeah, they did. I was right. They loved it. So continuing our work with them, because usually it's just Nikki and I that go to the schools, I wanted to do something with the whole band that children could come to. So we're running a day of... We've got two concerts on Sunday, 30th of April, at the Coleman Redland Centre in Croydon Road in Reigate. And we're going to have a concert at 10:30, which will be the full rock band for kids who really like to get rocking and don't mind kind of disco lights and a little bit more noise. And then at 1 p.m. we're having an acoustic concert, which will be a little bit more gentle for children who maybe don't like so much sound. But it's for... children and actually teenagers are very welcome as well, with learning difficulties, autism, and their families, and just come and enjoy a really relaxed and fun music, live music event. So
yeah, well, they've got a right to join in too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not?
Absolutely.
So something else you're doing this year, Camp Bestival. Now, I know absolutely nothing about this. I did have a quick look on the website, but can you tell me a little bit about it and how you came to be involved?
So it's actually the UK's best children's festival, and this year I think it's their 10th anniversary.
Oh, right.
And they have a theme of rock and pop stars, so it was very appropriate for us to be in the kids area, which obviously is quite big. It's very popular. They've got big acts like Dick and Dom, Mr. Tumble, and then in the sort of more mainstream adult side of things, they've got Madness, Lightning Seeds, Louisa Johnson, the X Factor winner. Even Right Said Fred, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Cannot wait.
So, yeah, it should be really good fun.
Yeah. It's the 27th to the 30th of July.
All right.
And we're going to be playing twice a day on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Nikki, you better get in your sleep.
I know.
Yeah. Get your energy up.
I know. It's going to be full on. It should be fun, though. I think we've been... told there could be crowds of up to about 3,000.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring what we do to some new families, and yeah, really exciting.
Yeah,
because a couple of years ago you did a party for Patrick, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that was I don't think quite had 3,000 there, so this is going to be wow.
Yeah,
it's one of your biggest concerts yet, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I didn't know they'd been going for 10 years, so I did have a quick look on their website, but I'll have to check them out. So you got involved... Sorry, how did you say you got involved?
We actually asked quite a few festivals if they'd be interested in having us along, and the Camp Festival jumped at the chance, so...
why not?
We were so thrilled that it's one of the biggest ones that... that have asked us to come along, so...
Hey, you're broadening your horizons. Yeah. You're getting out there, and why not?
Yeah.
So, is it going to be, like, the whole band that's going to go along?
Yes, yeah, so it'll be Nikki and I, and then there's Ben, who plays guitar, Steve on drums, and Martin on the bass. So, yeah, it's going to be a bit of a fun weekend as well.
So you're there, you say, for the Friday, Saturday, and the Sunday.
Yes.
So this actually starts on a Thursday, doesn't it, as you said?
It does, yeah. I think we're going to arrive and settle in on the Thursday and prepare ourselves for the huge weekend.
So, so it's at the end of July, so of course it's just the beginning of the summer holidays.
Yes.
Whereabouts is it?
It's at Lulworth Castle in Dorset.
All right.
Yeah.
Been a few hours travelling, but Dorset's a lovely countryside, isn't
it? Yeah, we're really
lovely place.
It's going to be nice weather as
well. Oh, yeah, definitely. Fingers crossed. Yeah. You can't have... mind you, I mean, people have been dancing in the rain.
Well, yeah, you just have to embrace whatever you're given, don't you?
So, that's right. Yes, indeed. So we're putting together your playlist. Are you adding anything new for this year?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm. we've started writing our own stuff.
Oh, okay.
Which... Yeah,
it's fun. I think we've played one of our songs a couple of times, which seems to have gone down well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're sort of planning for later on to do some recordings. So there'll be you can get hold of your own Boogie Monster songs and rock out in the car at home and in the bath wherever you fancy. So yeah, definitely. And you know, there's always new chart hits coming out that that we think work, and new themes as well, and new things that we're asked to do. So, and we do requests as well for birthday parties if people have favourites. So there's always, and of course there's the George and the Giant Pledge song that we're learning for the concert next week, which is
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
George and the Giant Pledge is a local charity for a little boy from Reigate who was diagnosed with cancer in January, and him and his family have pledged, I think originally they pledged to raise £100,000 for Royal Marsden to help all children with cancer, and they've already smashed that, and they're just looking at the million now. So we're playing in a concert in aid of that this Sunday, the 2nd of April, at St Mary's School in Reigate. And we're learning their song that they've released to raise some money. It's the Big Poo song.
Oh,
so
yes,
do check that out online because it is amazing.
It's very funny. Yeah.
And it's hard to play it without bursting into fits of laughter, but it is brilliant.
I did see that on Facebook actually.
Yeah. Me and my daughter lip syncing to do a really big poo. So if you haven't heard it, do listen and buy it, because you know the money's going to an amazing cause. So.
It's all for a good cause.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. And children and poo.
It's a winner, really.
Fits of laughter. Yeah.
So when you're putting your playlists together, do you maybe tailor it to say, like you say, you've got a child's birthday party or a concert? Do you kind of say, right, we'll have this, we'll have that? Who decides?
Well, for birthday parties and things, we will send the family a set list of kind of
everything
that we do, and they can choose from that, so they can tailor make their own set list. So for those ones, they're kind of in charge, really. And we also will learn new things if the child has a particular favourite.
Events we tailor, really, don't we?
Yeah, it depends
on
the age.
Sometimes we're given a theme. Age.
Yeah, if there's a theme, for Run Reigate last year, we made our set list all about fitness and...
power pumping songs.
Of course.
We are the champions and I have the tiger and all that kind of thing.
Hey, cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We try and make it fit the event.
And Christmas, of course.
Yes, I remember the Christmas one.
Christmas favourites, yeah.
Brilliant. So you hire yourself out for parties. How can people find out about you?
We have a website, www.boogiemonsters.co.uk, and all the information about our upcoming events and concerts, and information on how to get in touch with us to inquire about hiring us is all on there. We're also on Facebook.
Yeah, make friends with us.
Yeah.
And Boogie Monster.
Yeah. Loads of photos and videos and things up there. And that's facebook.com/boogiemonstersuk. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. So, yeah, come and search us out and see what we do.
Well, you're certainly branching out. Like I say, you've been in the local area, now going down to Dorset. How does that feel?
It's really good, actually. I think as a band, we're ready to take it to the next level, and mm-hmm. we are looking at booking some much bigger venues this year, mm-hmm. Branching out to London and further out into Surrey,
across to Kent.
Yes, maybe. Kent. It's quite exciting.
Very exciting, I would say. Well, all the best.
Thank
you very much for coming into the studio this morning. Can you just please remind us of the autism concert and the date for Bestival?
So the autism concert is on Sunday the 30th of April at the Coleman Redlands Centre in Reigate. And the tickets have been subsidised by Music for Autism. So they're £5 per person. And you can buy those at buytickets.at/boogiemonsters or visit our website, boogiemonsters.co.uk, and there's a link there. And Camp Bestival is the 27th to the 30th of July, and the tickets are available on their website, which is...
It's campfestival.net.
.net, yeah. So, yeah, hopefully we'll see you at a concert soon.
Yay!
Kelly and Nikki from Boogie Monsters, thank you very much for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That's Kelly and Nikki from the Boogie Monsters, and I'm Tess Lucy. This is Susie Radio.